Clashes between the Sudan Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces continued in Khartoum over the weekend, with the sound of rockets and artillery in various parts of the capital. Eyewitnesses near the military headquarters reported hearing powerful explosions and observed smoke blowing into the sky on Sunday. Huge fires engulfed vital government buildings, including the Ministry of Justice, the Taxation Office, the Bureau of Standards, and the Nile Petroleum Company, which are located in the heart of Khartoum. Omdurman resident Al-Sanusi Ahmed condemned the attack, saying attacking any public institutions is a crime. Ahmed told VOA via a messaging application that the recent attacks on other public buildings in Khartoum will lead to a deterioration of service delivery in the capital.
For more than 5 months of fighting, we remained in Khartoum, but now we are thinking of leaving due to deterioration of healthy and livelihoods, besides lack of electricity and water, and yet there is no government in place to maintain this.
Sudanese journalist Issa Dafalla, who fled violence from South Darfur State to Uganda a month ago, also condemned both the army and the RSF for attacking the public buildings. Dafalla told VOA continued destruction of public institutions and essential buildings could cause Sudan a lot of economic loss.
This is a big economic loss for the country, and due to this senseless war, both warring parties continued to attack hospitals, houses of civilians, and now they have included other essential government institutions.
Sudanese rights activist Salwa Said accuses former officials of the government of ousted President Omar al-Bashir of destroying what they built over the past 30 years. Said says the Islamists don't care about the fate of the country and its people, but only want to rule Sudan once again.
They do not care if they continue to destroy Sudan and its people, but their main objective is to return back to rule this country through any means.
VOA contacted Sudan Armed Forces spokesman Brigadier General Nabil Abdullah for comment on this story, but he did not respond to request. Speaking to VOA this past hour, Izzat Yusuf, the political advisor to the RSF commander, distanced the RSF from bombing public institutions, adding that his group does not own any warplanes.
Bombing houses, ministries, and now companies have involved the use of airstrikes. The RSF doesn't own any plane, and this is well known to everybody.
The United Nations reports that about 5.25 million people have had to leave their homes and flee to other locations within Sudan or in neighboring countries since the start of the conflict between the Sudan Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces in mid-April. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.